the change is the order of the world. Everything is constantly changing. The world is called as, our life is called as Ashwatha. Ashwatha means, Ashwa means tomorrow, Tha means as it is, A means no. Tomorrow is not the mirror of today. Tomorrow, my life, how you are, it says life is compared to Ashwatha. Ashwatha means every day is different. Every moment is different, continuously changing. The world is called as Jagat. Jagat means Gachati iti Jagat. One is constantly changing, constantly moving, it is called as world. The small babies, they like the change, they are keen on learning. Yes, we want the change, we want to learn. Everything they accept, it's exciting for them and they accept the change. Whereas the adults, we like the change, but we get stressed out, overwhelmed. For a change, we want to go to a restaurant. For a change, we want to go to a party. We want to socialize. We want to go to movie for a change. We are seeking the change, but when the change is constantly happening, we realize that one, we get stressed out, overwhelmed, and at times we feel, I am too old for this change. I can't handle. I want the stability in my life. I can't handle the change. I want the stability. When we start thinking that I don't want any change, that means mentally old age has crept in your life. Mentally old age has crept in. I don't want any change. I want the stability. And the yoga is for change management. Yoga for change management, the yoga helps you, teaches you, only way you can handle the change is by connecting to the changeless. The changeless, the water cannot flow in the river unless river bed is there. On the river bed, it's a changeless upon which the change, constantly water is flowing. The river bed should be there. In order for us to handle the change, we must connect to the changeless. The changeless within, yoga teaches us, go within. The innermost core of our personality is called as Anandamaya Kosha. Like roots of the tree are connected to each and every branch, roots nourish each and every branch of the tree, each and every leaf of the tree, so is our innermost layer is Anandamaya Kosha, bliss sheath, nourishes each and every other koshas. From Vijnanamaya Kosha further out, Manomaya further out, Pranamaya, further out, Annamaya Kosha. It nourishes. We get happiness through each koshas, but the happiness increases as we go down. As we go within, happiness increases. The amount of happiness one derives from the outer world is inferior to what one derives from going within. The limited happiness one derives in the outer world and higher happiness is derived from within, going within. And they say we are socializing, we are partying. Yes, it is a fun. But if you learn the art of going in, whatever fun you are experiencing, joy you are experiencing, far superior happiness you experience. The happiness within, everyone is seeking the happiness. Only maybe from the Annamaya Kosha or through thinking or going within, everyone is seeking the happiness. Santosha, everyone is seeking the Santosha. What I am working day and night, why I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I work, I slog, I earn so much of money. Why? Tomorrow I want to be happy. Santosha, everyone is seeking. The Santosha, happiness, the yoga teaches us. Yoga teaches us happiness is derived by restraining your senses rather than too much of indulgence. Too much of indulgence through the senses, through the karmendriya and organs of perception, too much of indulgence through the eyes. I may be scraping through the pages of Facebook when I get sucked in, whole night I can stay, and or the too much of movie, too much of music, too much of eating, the jnanendriya, too much of indulgence and no control over the limbs, karmendriya, leads to the lasting dissatisfaction, lasting regrets. Too much of indulgence, it leads to lasting, people drink whole night on Friday and Monday, Saturday morning they say, Friday evening they drink and Saturday I should not have drunk. I should not have drunk. And that too much of indulgence leads to regret. The controlling the organs of action is called as dama. Dama means control of the senses, control of the organs of action, like your hands, control over your legs, control over your talking. The the reason for most of the conflicts with our friends and others, loose talking. We don't know how to talk. Too much of talking, the no control over the tongue, and the recreation through the lower aperture. Too much of indulgence, it leads to draining of the energy. Controlling them is called as dhamma. Controlling the organs of perception, eyes, ears, nose, your tasting, and your skin, control over them, it is called as shama. Shama and dhamma are a must for the purity to dawn in you. Shaucha. In the one of the niyamas in Patanjali Yoga Sutra is called as shaucha. It starts with shaucha. The purity has to dawn. It can dawn in you only when you know how to restrain your senses. But yoga doesn't say you should not indulge, but indulge with restraint. Not overindulgence, there is no purity. When there is no purity in life, then there is no happiness. When santosha leads, the lasting happiness. The purity should be there, dhamma and shama. Control over the senses, limbs, yoga trains you how to restrain yourself. How to, when required, you indulge and you have the senses in control, you can withdraw yourself. Restraining part is called as the shama, dhamma and shama. Shama and dhamma, Sri Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita also, to have the shama, dhamma, yesterday we touched upon in Bhagavad Gita class also. Shucho deshe pratishtapya stiram asanam atmanaha natyachritam natinecham chaila jinakushottaram. Shri Krishna urges all of us to establish ourselves in a pure place. Our house, our surrounding, our the social network, our purity in the physical level, purity in the talking level, purity in the thinking level. These are the purity, shucho, through the restraining dhamma and shama, one starts enjoying the happiness within. Happiness within, as we start going in, as we are growing older, everyone is seeking happiness. I want the serenity in my life. So purity in the physical level, talking level, mental level, and go with the through the Dhamma and Shama, one experiences the happiness within. Lasting, it's Shaucha and Santosha are the limbs of the one of the limbs of the Yoga Sutra. Lie down on your back.